Spring has sprung, summer's on the horizon. It must be festival season in Atlanta. Tree festivals, beer festivals, art festivals, dog festivals. City Lights producer Gabby Watts has the story of one that promises to be a little bit hotter than the rest. She visited the Old Fourth Ward to see for herself, and it's called Fire in the Fourth. Organizers promise it will live up to its name.
The Old Fourth Ward Business Association is finally having its own festival this weekend. The group, founded in 2012 and made up of 86 Old Fourth Ward businesses, decided upon a fire festival called Fire in the Fourth. Fire will be everywhere, even in the details. One of the sponsors is Jack Daniel's fire-branded whiskey, and the business association has partnered with the Atlanta Fire Foundation. There will be firefighter relay races, fire circus performers, and fire-filled art installations. There will also be a fire diorama, the Fire-rama, with lectures about the biggest fire at the festival.
We are calling it Fire in the Fourth because we are paying homage to the great Atlanta Fire of 1917. Curiously, it destroyed pretty much only the Old Fourth Ward, and it was just devastating for decades and decades to come after that, and so it was a big defining factor in the way that the Old Fourth Ward came about and what it is today.
That's Matt Rupert, the festival chair of the Old Fourth Ward Business Association and also owner of Noni's on Edgewood Avenue. The Great Atlanta Fire decimated the Old Fourth Ward on May 21st, 1917. And really, Atlanta was kind of doomed when it came to fires. This is urban historian Kit Sutherland.
Atlanta was a sleepy city still by 1900, and infrastructure just did not catch up with the growth. People were creating buildings in which they sold flammable materials, and yet there was no fire sprinkler system in some of those buildings. They were building houses without regard to them being too close together. It really was a perfect storm.
On top of that, May 21st was a hot and windy day. The fire began at noon.
Several fires broke out in the vicinity of DeKalb Avenue and Fort Street. There's some dispute as to exactly where the fire began and spread, but at this time there were a lot of warehouses in the Old Fourth Ward that stored combustible items, cotton, fabrics, textiles, things that burned easily.
The fire raged down the Boulevard and Parkway corridors, jumping from one wooden house to the next.
People knew the fire was coming. They dragged their belongings out of their houses to the extent that they could into the street and hoped for the best that their valuables wouldn't be destroyed. The horses in the horse-drawn fire trucks became overwhelmed.
And then there wasn't enough water pressure in the fire hydrants.
Trucks and firemen were dispatched from other cities in Georgia to reach Atlanta as fast as they could to try to deal with this tragedy. But at this point, it's unfolding hour by hour, minute by minute, block by block.
Then, of course, the telephone lines collapsed, making coordination efforts a little bit difficult. Finally, 10 hours later,
the firemen were finally able to stop the fire by dynamiting houses in its path to create a fire break over which the fire couldn't jump beyond that.
There was only one fatality, which wasn't even really directly linked to the fire, but the destruction was massive.
There were 300 acres burned. The monetary damage was estimated at $5 million, which in 1917 was an astronomical amount of money. 1,900 structures, homes, apartment buildings, stores, churches, and schools were destroyed. 10,000 residents were left temporarily homeless.
This fire is a big part of the Old Fourth Ward and what it has become, but the Fire in the Fourth Festival isn't just remembering the fire.
The Old Fourth Ward has taken a lot of other hits in its history.
Tenant housing construction, white flight, urban renewal programs, construction of the 7585 connector. This all led to a huge population loss in the Old Fourth Ward, and the neighborhood became vacant lot after vacant lot. But now, when you go down Edgewood and Auburn Avenues, there is life, and the Old Fourth Ward Business Association wants to make the neighborhood more secure, more prosperous, and more populous. And to do that, they need some money.
We've had several festivals in the Old Fourth Ward, but it's people coming from elsewhere and sort of using our land and then taking the profits with them. So this is the first time we've had a festival to benefit us.
Along with art and circus performances, there will be comedy, spoken word, and music. gospel to represent the local churches and DJs from Edgewood's, let's say, vibrant nightlife.
One of the important things we focused on when sort of, you know, conceiving all these plans was to not make it just another festival in Atlanta. I think Atlanta already has too many of those where you go and, no offense to the artists who show up at these festivals, but it's just row after row of art from people that don't even live in the neighborhood that the festival is taking place in.
The old Fourth Ward Business Association went through several iterations of the festival before they decided on fire. And indeed, the 98th anniversary of the 1917 fire seems like a strange place to start.
We have been well aware of the fact that in a few years it'll be the 100-year anniversary, and we're excited about that. But that being a huge thing.
So this is kind of like practice.
It is very much practice. This is our first stab at a major street festival, and a lot of work has gone into it. So hopefully, this will be a great one. But in 2 years, it'll be even better.
When asked what the rain plan is, Rupert said he just doesn't want to go there. For City Lights, I'm Gabby Watts.
Atlanta is burning.
Fire in the Fourth is this Saturday, starting at 2 p.m. in the Old Fourth Ward. It will take place on Edgewood and Auburn Avenues between Jackson and Boulevard.